If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Coming up, they said it, in about 15 minutes at 7:20, we will go over what they said yesterday in sports, including Garrett Crochet passive-aggressively defending or standing or acknowledging the yanking last night in the sixth. Yes, Curtis, what is it?
Was that Green Day?
No, that was The Offspring.
Oh, my bad. Because I was going to say, if it was Green Day, Shime should have played Boulevard of Broken Dreams in honor of his golf match.
Shime, what about a rematch? There's been a lot of talk about that. Maybe at the Trading Post Lounge tonight, maybe they have Golden Tee.
What's Golden Tee?
What's Golden Tee?
I don't know what that is either. Yeah.
What?
Because you said a rematch.
I know what Golden Tee is. I'm not.
Golden Tee?
What is that? One of the great arcade games of all time.
Arguably the greatest Golden arcade tea. Game in the history of games. Where
the best arcade game is when you roll the ball and it goes into one of those holes.
Ski ball? That's not an arcade game.
That's not an arcade game.
No. With you.
At every arcade, you can find that.
Yes, that's not. Greg means like an actual like box arcade game. Right. Like a giant
semantics.
Arcades also have a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've never seen this. Golden Tee.
You've never seen Golden Tee?
I've seen it. I didn't know what the name of it was. The golf game with the little roller on it.
Correct.
No disrespect to John and Colleen, but. They did not expose you to the real world.
We weren't a big arcade family.
Oh, I was a huge.
We would only go at Hampton Beach. They would let me go in there for a little bit. Yeah.
All right, and you were 27 at the
time. No.
That was a huge arcade game. Loved Pitfall.
I would get a henna tattoo, and then I'd go over to the arcade next door.
Ooh, maybe you got one from Jordan and didn't even know it.
Did
she do those?
Yeah.
I got Scoop on Jordan and Bill, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll get to that at some point.
Some tea?
Because that's a newer arcade game. It's not a real original. When you think arcade games, you think of like Q-Bert, Frogger.
Pac-Man,
obviously. Yeah. Donkey Kong was a great one. Like, that's when we were kids, we used to go there. Tron.
All right, well, if they have Golden Tee at the Trading Post tonight for pregame, Shime, maybe a rematch. And the over-under on bar pie slices, Shime, has moved to 16.5 for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
That's not that much. That's like a pie and a half.
Yeah, it's because the Bob Pizza's slices.
Eight slices, it's two pies.
It's two pies plus.
Yeah.
Would be the okay. But I think you can put it down.
I
know I can. It's if I'll want to and or feel like it.
I know you've been eating your feelings lately.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah, just drowning myself in food, Greg, all over the place.
All right. We will get to talk to Sam Kennedy about what Garrett Crochet said last night during the front office report at 9 on today's show. But we have leads left that we got to squeeze in here. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. If you thought I was insufferable before, wait for next week because I believe Taylor Swift's reputation is coming out on Monday. If you are a fan of The Handmaid's Tale, we have the second to last episode of the series that came out on Tuesday, and it opened with Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version. That was the first clue. The second, the AMAs take place on Monday night. That is May 22nd. 26th. 5 + 2 + 6, which is the date, equals 13. Taylor Swift Reputation, Taylor's version, is coming out on Monday. Mark my words, and I will be very difficult to listen to next week.
Okay, so for those of us who don't care.
Yeah. Well, I think actually.
You're speculating about, all of you Swifties are speculating about when her album comes out. Is this an album of new songs, or is she just doing what she does all the time, reworking her old stuff so that you have to go out and buy it again?
It's not like that, actually. She redoes the albums so that she is the owner of them, because Scooter Braun's Scooter. Uh-huh. But, yes, this will be a re-release of the Reputation album. There will be vault songs, so there will be some new songs added, but it's her re-recording.
Songs we've heard?
Almost all, yeah.
So then what's the big deal?
Well, that's
because
what she's
they
been doing over and over
different type
again.
Of yeah. engineering
they
to make
sound different.
Sound.
Some of them are new versions, like All Too Well 10-minute version that was on a Taylor's version. Anyway, I know a lot of people in Twitch text in, I don't care. When I actually meet people out in the real world, IRL, a lot of people will come up to me and say, I don't care about Taylor Swift, but when you tell me something, I can go to my 8-year-old daughter or my 12-year-old daughter, and I'll have some scoop that maybe they haven't told me yet, and I seem cool. So there you go.
It's like a public service that you are doing for those who listen to this show who don't care about Taylor Swift, but their family members.
Right. Yes, you can say, hey, what are you thinking about Monday? AMAs, 5-2-6.
For the 14 and under girls, you know, putting that out there. Yep.
Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says, I should not mock Taylor Swift because she is clearly very talented.
I would not pay that much mind. That person is deranged.
She is very talented. I know James loves her. And James does
love her.
Greg says he doesn't like her. Inside scoop, I've been told by multiple people, he's been to a concert back in the day. And when I've been in the car with Greg, he once asked me to put on a Taylor Swift song. So fraudulent is Greg Hill.
Closet Taylor fan right there.
Exactly.
It's time for you to come out, Greg.
Yeah. But I think it's well documented how whipped I am. And I once went to a concert with a woman that I was dating. Right. That is it.
Right. I have a costume idea. What? Halloween.
What?
You are a block of feta. DMs has a whip.
All right.
I like that costume idea.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah, I just think it's a little bit fraudulent to take all of your old albums, tweak them up a little bit volume-wise, and then re-release them and make these people in your cult buy them.
We're not buying them. It's on Spotify. We pay anyway. They get released there. You don't need to go out and buy an album like back in your day. The fact that Scooter Braun stole her lullabies, which she says in one of her songs, her stolen lullabies, she should re-record, so she owns and has the rights to all of her music.
Masters.
All
right. Yeah. Okay.
I just would like to ask, at what age should you stop having a favorite number?
Never.
Never.
All right. So her favorite number's 13, huh?
Have a little personality, Curtis.
Right.
Jesus.
A lot of athletes have their favorite. What do you think Tom Brady's favorite number is, Curtis? I'll give you one guess.
Well, it was his number on the football
exactly.
field.
Favorite number.
All right.
It's his favorite number.
It's his number.
Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's up?
All right, good morning. So I'm going to kind of jump into the world of Curtis's lead a little bit, because I heard Brad Stevens say this a couple days ago, and Curtis kind of brought it up at the exit conference. And talking about the CBA and that they knew it was coming for a few years and the whole, you know, getting under the second apron and all that other stuff. So the question that I'm asking, he's talking about this knowing that it's coming, but I wonder how much Chisholm has to say about all of the stuff that's going on with the penalties and the payroll now that he's the new owner, because Brad is like, oh, we saw this coming. We're preparing for it. But what if the new owner has a different plan? And when
he's the owner now.
Okay. You think we see him enact that new plan potentially summer, or
he's the one who's, wallet is on the line on things.
Right, but it doesn't make it seem like it is, right? Because they're always talking about, we knew about this, we were preparing for this. Like, it almost seems like Brad and Wick are all talking about, oh, we knew this and we're preparing. And I just wonder where Chisholm falls into that now that he is the new owner.
Huh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it doesn't, what if he comes in and he says, you know what? I'm a Jaylen Brown fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to move on.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Right.
You know, or you know what? I think that we can get a lot for Jaylen Brown.
I think Bill Chisholm is a big fan of money, like everybody in that position, more than anything else.
All right.
That's all he cares about.
I mean, it's figuring out the bottom line. He's a guy that was in private equity. I think he bought the team and he wants to maximize the investment, and he will do whatever it takes to get there.
But I think he probably has to look at next season without Jason Tatum.
Right.
And figure out what is going on there so that they're not, like, the place isn't empty and they're not losing money. You know what I mean? I mean, that you have to want to make money
right.
your first season with the thing, you know? So.
Well, that is going to be. Because even if, like, Curtis's lead, where you moved on from, let's say, Drew Holiday and Porzingis, right? And you brought Derek White and Jaylen Brown back. Is that a team that people are going to, like, at the beginning of the season feel like, all right, super confident in with?
No, I don't think they're going to feel super confident.
Right. And the expectations are not going to be high. So aren't people going to kind of not necessarily check out, but next year being like, all right, it's kind of a throwaway year. And we're really like, who was the guy that you did the thing for, Curtis, the audio you played? What was his name?
Kevin O'Connor.
Like where he says they're really more focused on the 2026 season. So does the owner go, all right, it's a throwaway year, and let's figure out how we could save money the best way to really focus on 2026?
Yeah. You mean you're talking about 2026, 2027.
Right.
Yeah.
The next season is 25 and 26.
Yeah. The 2026, 2027 season.
Yeah, right. And I think what they should do is either bring it back basically intact or offload Jaylen Brown, begin the process of ripping the Band-Aid off and reestablishing the roster for when Tatum's healthy.
What do you think Jason Tatum wants? Do you think he wants Jaylen Brown to remain here?
I think so.
I don't think he's too worried either way.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I don't think they hate each other. That was overblown, but I don't think they're close.
I think the bigger question is, what does Jaylen Brown want to do? Or what would he want?
You think they're asking him?
I
think they would ask Jason Tatum.
Would he want to come back and play second fiddle to Tatum?
He already has. I mean,
but is that what he really wants? Or would he be open to, like Curtis said, if you trade him to...
I don't think he wants to be traded. Every time it's come up, he's been upset about
it.
Well, because it's insulting to be in trade talks.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think people are interested in that. What I think, I mean, excited by it, but what I think is, if this roster is going to just, it's not going to remain where it is, and we're going to look back, I think, sadly, in 20 years at the fork in the road of Tatum's injury, because there might have been the thought, give it a go next year, even if they lose to the Knicks, but with the uncertainty of Tatum's future and the need to rebuild this roster, I feel like Brad Stevens would be silly not to entertain trade talks for Jaylen Brown.
And you heard Jaylen Brown on Celtic City talk about how they booed him and like his frustration with the fans. Like, so you don't think that if he was traded to Houston, what do you think Houston fans would be saying? That's the guy. That's the our alpha. That's yeah. This is his team. You don't think that he might want some of that because he already has his championship, knowing that if he comes back, you know, he's here next year. When Tatum comes back, he then moves back to kind of playing second fiddle where
Beta as opposed to Alpha.
Yeah, right, and, yeah.
And you could get like a mansion for $500,000 in Houston.
Oh, yeah, that money in Houston will go a long way. But that's why I would say I wonder if Jaylen Brown would be all for if they said, hey, we got a package to send you to Houston. Do you want to go?
Go somewhere where you're going to be the guy.
That's
you're going to be the superstar. Yeah, maybe he does want that. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he does. Because it seems like he loves Boston. It seems like he's really invested in what he does in the community. But
he could still do that. But there's, yeah. But when you hear him talk, I agree with Curtis on some of the things. He loves being involved in the community because he is a great guy. But I don't know if he loves the fans the way we think he does. Because I don't know if he feels the love from them, you know, like he should.
Yeah,
I just have one question on the second apron talk. Prior to Wick Grosbeck calling in when we were at Wachusett, how many people that listen and engage with this show said it was a fait accompli that the Celtics were going to unload stars this offseason?
Oh, I was on board.
Not many.
No, nobody talked about it until Wick brought it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once Wick brought it up.
So make me understand this. So everybody that says it's obvious never talked about it.
No.
Before the owner came on this show and said it's going to happen.
No, and you were shocked, as was everybody, that he said it that day.
Right.
On this show.
So now it's like, oh, it's obvious they have to do it. Well, where were you 2 months ago?
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to get to my lead coming up before we get to They Said It, which is fine. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped the last one to the Mets, 5-1, the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 5 1/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 5. The guys now turn their attention to the Orioles at Fenway. First pitch tonight at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, it took overtime in the Knicks, giving up a 17-point fourth-quarter lead, but the Pacers take game one against them in New York, 138-135, the final. And in the NHL, the Stars take game one against the Oilers in Dallas, 6-3, the final in that one. Some sad news in the NFL. Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65. He died peacefully in his sleep. And the Tush Push lives to see another day. It reportedly was a heated discussion between NFL owners and league executives, but the proposal did not pass despite 22 owners voting to ban the play. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.